Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Antler Lights, an avalanche, and North to Alaska. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
This from El Segundo, California. Lakers forward Meta World Peace, Ron Artest, has been suspended 7 games by the NBA for elbowing James Harden.
So they have to take the piece off of his jersey.
Yeah.
He was ejected from
just
Sunday's
Meta
game,
World.
Of course.
Ron is a good guy. He just has a terrible
he's
anger
a, he's
problem.
A dick on the court,
he
huh?
needs to have...
Sorry.
I don't
yeah,
think you
well,
can cure...
Yeah, well, do something else.
Well,
yeah. Work at the
someone
deli.
Work at the deli. Yeah. That's right. Thank you, Christy. Go to the deli where that type of behavior is accepted.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Oh. All right.
Hello. Welcome to the Meta World Peace Deli, formerly the Ron Artest Deli. How can I help you?
Oh, yeah, hi. I think I'll try the ham and cheese sandwich. Now, what kind of cheese is on that?
Look, man, I don't know. It's regular yellow cheese. It's all good. You want the sandwich or not?
Okay, yeah, I'll have that. Oh, and you know what? Can I get that toasted?
Sure. I can f***ing toast it for you. I got nothing better to do, right?
What?
Maybe you want me to cut it up in little pieces, feed it to you like a baby, too.
Oh, no!
What the hell, man?
I'm sorry. That's fine. Thank you. Hey, so you have a lunch combo special. Does that include a drink?
Read the sign, dumbass. Hell yeah, it's included. Here, look. I'll grab a drink. Let me get a drink for you.
No.
Give you your damn drink.
Hey!
There you go, ass. There's your damn drink. You want a pickle?
No, I don't think so.
I got a big-ass deal pickle for you right here, too. I'm going to shove it up.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee at the news desk.
Hey.
Pat Godwin, post-op. He's in the hospital getting back surgery. He's doing well.
Yeah.
The reports we're getting. There's John
Good
Turner.
Job, Pat.
There's Ace Cosby. Just keep laying there, buddy.
That's right.
There's Willie Griswold.
Heal up.
This has been Chick McGee speaking. And there's Tom Griswold.
We're getting working up a nice. I know a guy that's a whittler.
Yes, I love the term whittling.
Who do you know that whittles?
He whittles.
That's a form of sculpture.
Sure, yeah.
And he's whittling Pat a nice fancy
reaching stick
for picking things up.
You got some issues when you have back surgery. You can't really
bend over.
And, yeah, we'll just move forward.
You know what we could do actually. Our buddy Jeff Bodart, I know that he can make magic wands.
Oh.
He does. He makes the turbo wand.
Do you think that he could whittle Pat a magic wand wiping stick? Could he make that for us? Put a little gem in there.
The Tarbo wand.
Yes.
The Rolls Royce of the wand
right.
world.
Wand world.
I bought one. Willie got one for
you. You going to Wand World this year, man?
Dude, it's finally back. Last year, of course, we couldn't wait to zoom it, but yeah.
Wand World!
Yeah.
Really lost the magic.
Yeah, it sure did. Yeah.
Now, did we complete sports?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
We're up and in the car and driving down the highway.
Okay, Christy Lee is over there. She's at the news desk. What's happening?
Well, in the Christmas spirit, wildlife officials in Canada are keeping their eye on a deer with Christmas lights tangled in its antlers. Alberta Fish and Wildlife said officers responding to a report about the deer in Okotoks found that the animal was able to move freely and find food, so it was left alone.
You know that phrase, deer in the headlights?
Mm-hmm.
Except more festive.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Are they lit?
I don't think
it's a long extension cord.
Yeah. Unless they're battery powered, I don't think so.
Just asking.
Spokesperson.
Mine are out in case you want to know.
Yeah.
Well, I thought they were on. They were.
I thought they were going off and on.
You installed them.
Don't engage them.
You tried to install them, and they didn't work. Then the electrician came out, and then they worked.
He's coming back today. Whenever it rains, they go out.
Do you have the outdoor lights?
Well, you know what you got. You got short.
You got indoor lights.
Okay, sorry. So we got a deer with headlights. I mean, no. What have we got the deer with?
We have a deer with Christmas lights wrapped around its antlers.
Easy target for hunters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Officers will continue.
See all those twinkling lights.
They will continue to monitor the situation and will take additional steps if needed for public safety or the deer's well-being. But for now, they're just going to let them go because if they tranquilize them, it's unnecessary physical and mental stress. You get that, right? Yeah. Agency
really.
Has asked residents to be mindful of how their decorations can impact wildlife.
Effect.
I don't...
It's your fault, Christy.
Josh, come on. We talked about this yesterday. Words are dumb. Say impact all you want. Who cares?
Okay. Oh, here's a picture of the poor fellow. There's a lot of lights up there.
Oh, no kidding? It's a bunch?
Yeah. It's a bunch of... looks
not
like
that many lights. Like one thing of lights.
A string?
It's a string of lights.
It's too many for a deer.
Well, did you think? Can you just... poke off a couple of
lights. He said a lot of lights up there. I made it sound like it was festive.
You can't see the whole thing you're sitting. He's also got a big star on top of one.
Oh, dude. In a couple of years, the people at the bar aren't going to have to decorate them.
Oh.
Well, it becomes self-decorated.
Smiling. No.
That is very funny. Let's see. A holiday tradition in Alaska's largest city has been delayed by an avalanche. A 300-foot-wide, brightly illuminated star situated above Anchorage is traditionally lit the day after Thanksgiving. However, when military crews made the treacherous journey this past Friday to light the star, only about half of the 350 bulbs worked. Much like your problem, Tom. Bay spokesperson Aaron Eaton explained that a small avalanche rained rocks and snow down on the star.
I'm Aaron Eaton.
The things are... It's a girl, Aaron.
It's a lady, Aaron. Yeah.
I know. I didn't say I was a boy.
I didn't know if I was dating Aaron or eating Aaron. I couldn't understand.
She said the necessary repairs were made and the star is expected to be lit this week. The star remains illuminated until the last musher in the Iditarod trail sled dog race crosses the finish line about 1,000 miles away in Nome, which happens when? Around March?
That's a bucket list of a thing of mine, to go to the Iditarod.
Really?
Yeah, why don't you start now? Oh, sorry.
I was going to invite you.
Really?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I want to go. Can you send us the Bob and Tom Live on the scene team? We're at the Iditarod. We always talked about it.
Do you know a lot about Alaska?
Oh, man.
I know what Jack London's told me. That's about it.
Okay.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. And use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes. Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
Why do you want to go to the Iditarod? What is that?
Fascinated by, I mean, it really is because of the Jack London books. I'm fascinated
by
it.
Oh, really? Yeah. I know about it because of the Cuba Gooding Jr. movie Snow Dogs.
Sure.
Which...
Hey, the movie Eight Below ain't bad. Mm-hmm. Paul Walker, I love that.
Paul Walker.
Yeah.
May
until the,
rest
until the Huskies drive the sleigh into his tree.
No.
No. You're getting into my territory.
It's like you don't know anything about family. Didn't the Fast and Furious movies teach you anything?
Oh, it's all about family. Talking about Alaska, volcano scientists have issued an alert for Alaska, warning that strong winds are whipping up volcanic ash from a 1912 eruption.
Wow.
The ashes from the powerful eruption of Nova Reputa.
Reputa to Buta?
I knew it.
What's the name of the girl with the long blonde hair?
Reputa. Rapunzel. Reputa to Buta.
Nova Reputa. I know you there, and I know you ain't alone.
It's a volcano on the Alaska Peninsula. Strong northwesterly winds around Katmai National Park and Preserve, as well as the Valley of 10,000 Smokes, kicked up the loose.
The Valley of 10,000 Smokes.
Willie.
Yep, that's me and my pals hanging out.
Yeah, that's exactly
what you call
name.
Your living room?
Welcome to the Valley of 10,000 Smokes.
What a great name.
It's wonderful.
Kicked up the loose volcano.
There has to be a place that sells pot up there.
The Valley of 10,000 Tokes, maybe? Is that
Oh, that's a good
What's,
one.
What are the laws in Alaska?
I don't know.
There are no laws in
Yeah,
Alaska.
I feel like it's the Wild West up there. There's a bunch of cowboys running around, smoking pot, you know, goofing, probably having fun. What are they doing in Alaska? Do they have fun constantly? Are they just goofing around? There's no sun? Drinking beers with your pals?
What was the name of this town?
What was the name of the town?
Yeah.
Something Reputa.
No, it was the volcano. And then the name of the volcano is Nova Reputa.
Ah, Nova Reputa.
You turn on the radio don't seem to get the click, so you say, hey man, I can't look at the split. You start to open up a little book, and there's something there you got to overlook, and say, baby, you know there's something on my mind. You say, baby, there's something on my mind. I know that you're home, and I know you ain't all alone.
Play a
song. So you start walking over to a house. You get over to a house, you walk over to a door. You start pounding on the door. You say, open up the door, bitch, it's Woofa Goofa with the green teeth. Let me in.
Well, she opens up the door, and then you just kind of walk up to her and say, baby.
Baby.
You look up way up in a green mascara, and you say, oh, my darling. You know, her and me was at the party as friends. Do not believe what they say. That's only gossip that they're telling you down the wisecrack line. You say, darling. Take your big curls and just squeeze them down, Rotumba. What's the name of that chick with the long
hair? Rotumba.
Rapunzel.
That's right. Hey, Rapunzel. Hey, Reputa. Reputa the Buta.
There you go.
Oh, so come on, let it go.
The actual name.
Let me climb up to the ladder of your love.
Yeah.
Because this is Woofa Goofa saying to you.
Sometimes.
Love comes once, and when it comes, you better grab it fast. Because sometimes the love you grab ain't going to last. And I believe I must
have.
You know, I think I must have.
Refund.
You know, baby, I think I must have. You know, I think I must have. I must have got
ladies and gentlemen, the Jay Giles Band.
Must have got lost.
Peter, I know
love
that,
it.
Reputa to Buta.
I don't want to bring facts into this, but I mispronounced that on purpose so we could hear that. The volcano is actually called Nova Rupta.
Yeah, Nova Rupta sounds like a feminine hygiene product, doesn't it?
Which was not near as much fun as Nova Reputa.
Hi, I'm Sigourney Weaver. Nova Rupta. You know what I'm talking about, girls.
When your magma starts to flow.
Hey, I had to buy some, Mindy.
You had to buy some feminine hygiene products?
Yeah, because you used your gals for your nose.
I was texted you because I was like, where do you find those in here?
Oh. At the store?
Yeah.
They have an aisle.
Well, I found it, but...
Mm-hmm. Raise your hands if you're glad you're not Ace's friend. Anybody?
Wait, you almost texted Christy instead of asking someone that works in the store?
No.
A little embarrassed, were you?
No, not at all. No.
Oh, okay, yeah. What'd you end up getting? The pearls? That's too fancy.
I noticed there were two on your desk. Are those...
emergency.
For oh, okay.
You want to explain that you have had a bloody nose, so you have tampons around for that purpose. I want to make that very, very clear.
Man, Ace isn't flowing.
You want to get a lot of weird mail. Why? I understand Ace is also
identifying as a woman having her period.
I didn't know
that. All about?
I'm so excited. Ace is into pond play. Is that right? All right, let's do this.
The crammer.
Okay, let's move forward.
You know what? We're gonna come back. And we're going to have fun.
Okay.
It's a whole new show. Whole new show.
Promise?
It's fun. It all hinges on him. And I'm going to hit you on your head so hard. We don't have fun. Let's have fun now.
Well, I had fun.
You're not having fun.
Did you know that there were volcanoes in Alaska?
We're not having fun. I assume there was. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Very volatile up there.
It's one of those things you forget. It's like the fact that they have burgers at Dairy Queen.
How do you forget that?
That was very funny. That was a weird observation.
This is our first step in the right direction.
I didn't know there were volcanoes in Alaska.
Okay. I thought you really didn't know
there were. This cool place called the Valley of 10,000 Smokes. That sounds like a joke from a Cheech and Chong. Movie.
But you know, you have to go north to Alaska to get there. Are you having fun already?
A little Johnny Horton for that.
Johnny Horton loves asses. Yeah.
North to Alaska. Go north, the rush is on.
Where?
Go up there.
North to Alaska. Go north.
I have a book you need to read if you want to go to Alaska.
Doesn't that sound that's quite Elvis-like, don't you think?
Yes.
No, Elvis was quite Johnny Horton-like.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that.
I thought he made coffee.
Didn't Johnny Horton?
I think that's his cousin, Timmy.
Tim Horton.
That is who you're thinking of.
Coffee and buns.
Didn't Johnny Horton join The Who?
I know, he heard The Who.
He gives Who.
That was a Dr. Seuss joke.
Do you like North to Alaska or the Battle of, what is it?
New Orleans, right?
New Orleans.
Both great.
Which one do you like?
Without our guns in the British Capac Harbor. As I was a while ago.
Obviously, very, very memorable lyrics. Quite clearly.
I love that.
What is going on here today?
Who does Johnny Horton's other hit? Are there songs like that anymore?
Story songs?
I mean, yeah. Like
hardcore story songs.
Like the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald and the Snoopy and the Red Baron.
Until the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we
you can slow the walk of this.
Is this the same guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. It sounds like a different guy.
Yeah, it does.
There wasn't as many as there was a while ago.
This is the North to Alaska guy?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Let's turn that off for a second. Listen to this.
North to Alaska.
It sounds like a totally different guy.
Well, obviously, he heard Elvis between.
But he was doing that kind of rockabilly thing at around the same time.
Sure.
Okay. Well,
all right.
We're talking about Alaska because we had a. I didn't realize there was a volcano up there.
Yes.
Nova Rupta. Is that what it is? Which, again, sounds like a feminine hygiene product.
Right.
Nova Rupta's a little on the nose, right? Like, that's what a writer would name a volcano.
Yeah, Nova
it's
Rupta.
Rupta right
that's
in
a
it.
New
eruption.
Eruption.
Like a nova in space. Yeah, okay. Anyway, this story has, I did not realize there was a place called the Valley of 10,000 Smokes.
Yeah.
Which does sound like something from a Cheech and Chong movie. But a lot of ash planted there in 1912. Now it's blowing around. We have more news, I think, coming out of Alaska a little bit later on. Also, today we're going to talk with Al Jackson. We're also going to talk with Allie Breen. She is, of course, as we call her, the ambassador of sexy time. We'll be talking to her today. And can you grab that?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hi, Donnie.
I may not be a volcano, but I'm about ready to have an eruption.
Are you? No,
what's wrong?
Well, after getting that suspension from my gym I told you guys about, I've been thinking about turning my life around permanently. So I'm actually thinking about signing up for the Army.
Really?
What?
Well, Christy, both my Uncle Sonny with a Y and my Uncle Sonny with one eye served in the Army.
Really?
Okay.
And my Uncle Sonny with a Y was a badass Vietnam vet, just like your dad, Josh.
Oh, very right on.
And my Uncle Sonny with one eye, he served in Salvation Army, but he still got a uniform and seen a lot of action.
Uh-huh.
You know? The thing is, they's both hard asses. Like Uncle Sonny with a Y, he'd take you out in hand-to-hand combat right your face. But if I smarted off to my Uncle Sonny with one eye, he'd ring the bell like he was working a double outside of Dillard's. He could box your ears without touching you. The only thing that kept me from joining the Navy was the fact I can't swim all that good.
Yeah.
That and the fact remains, and I asked him if I could bring a nose plug and my water wings to basic. They hung up and stopped taking my calls regularly. And I also got rejected by the Marines, and that really hurt.
Why?
Because they took Gomer Pyle and Lee Harvey Oswald's, Tom. I swear to God. So I never got to be in the military in my prime, but I did get to drive a tank once.
Oh, yeah?
It was my Aunt Pootie's 72 Chrysler Newport.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That thing was a certified tank, but it got worse gas mileage.
I'll bet.
And once, outside of Benny's, mm-hmm. Angel Skinner's and me put a stain in a back seat that sort of looked like mainland China. And she also accidentally kicked out the dome light in it because she couldn't finish without her legs being in the air.
I see.
Yeah, by the time we broke up, her legs were in the air so much the bottoms of her feet were sunburned. Pretty God. My Aunt Pootie's still red-ass over it. Oh, and I ain't sure if I ever mentioned this, but my mom Phyllis also did some military action.
Really?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, not in the Army or anything, but she did work at a strip club outside an Air Force base in North Dakota for about 2 years.
Wow.
And if she tells it, she brags about it. She's like, them guys flying B-52s all day, come in and check out her 44Ds. So she worked with a stripper known as Torpedo Tammy.
Okay.
And between her two hammers and what my mom Phyllis was rocking, when dudes got motorboated on Pervert Road, somebody'd always yell, "Nucleoid war!"
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody. Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.